Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, Zach Wheeler's walk-up song there. That is a ominous walk-up song.
It's a phenomenal Rooster. Walk-up song.
Yeah.
Get that before a playoff start in front of a sold-out CVP chills.
Come on. Yeah. You above three in your confidence level and trust in the Phils this
Shut
week?
Shut up.
And you
I said
are.
Six.
Nah,
half,
you're lying.
Least. You're a liar.
You're both lying. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at Mark's-Jewelers.com. Do you trust the Phillies this weekend against the Mets is the question, Ike. Do you trust the Phillies this weekend against the Mets? What do you think the poll response is so far?
Probably where Jack and I are at. I would say the majority says yes, but it's probably in that 65 to 70 range. So I'll go 68.
51.6 say yes.
Even lower.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. There you go.
Yeah. They are the truth tellers. As usual, we all think Twitter is the
Twitter,
truth.
Yeah. Twitter, yeah. The they know exactly what they're talking about. Yep.
Show today brought to you by Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big games, always better with crab fries. Online at chickiesandpete's.com, your official sports bar of the world champion Philadelphia Eagles. 215-592-9494. We are just moments away from revealing 3-2-1 on the top 11 list. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Yeah, you want to get me out the way before that list got reviewed. I see what you're trying to do.
No, I could. I mean, you know your guy's in the top three, so you're happy anyway, right?
I just got to address something real quick.
Yeah.
Yesterday, you know, people was trying, you know, we got Is and Ike over here. You know, people was trying to, like, you know, Yoshi my guy. But, you know, Spike my boy, Yoshi. Don't be trying to put no dissension between me and my guy.
Well, you had me right
at number eight.
Yeah.
But look, my criteria, I told y'all, was based off of how you rated the quarterback. I didn't say it's based off of likability. I told y'all the criteria. But you know what? I put you above Devin and Rhea. I put you at five.
Okay, I'll take that. No offense, Devin and Rhea. Thank you. I appreciate it. Just put me in the top five. That's all.
I always call when I don't be here, so don't try to put me in there. I always call when I don't be here. I call every day.
Did they attack you yesterday, Corey? What happened?
No, Corey called. Yeah. We had Corey. Okay. We had Corey yesterday.
The only time I don't call was last time. What's funny is I wasn't here on the 19th last month either. The reason how I know is because I got rear-ended. I was on hold. I had to call hang up. That's why, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's all good.
I was here on the 19th last month? Where was I at?
Well, maybe it didn't work.
Why? Yeah. Well, he had probably a golf outing.
You went there golf.
Oh, was it a golf outing?
Yeah. Mr. Ikey Charity Golf Corny over there.
Oh, no, that was Mike Quick's golf outing. Yeah, you're right. Yes.
By the way, instead of lowering the music, Jack accidentally just lowered Corey.
Easy.
Yeah. Yeah,
cool.
I just want you to know, I see every mistake.
This is what the Phillies got to do this weekend. Like, we got to show fight, man. Castellanos, whatever you got going on, dog. You can't put it above the team. Listen, I get it. You upset. Your streak got broke. All that time. I get all that. You know, that's personal feelings. But it's like when you put personal goals above the team goals. See, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to lower the personal goals. You know, because you know I know a guy that lowers personal goals a lot. team accomplishes a lot. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say his name, but you know, I know a guy to do that.
You know what I'm saying? Shut his hole.
The team accomplishments, it becomes greater. The Mets, y'all, they've been punking us. Y'all saw what they did this last year in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? We got punked. You know what I'm saying? We got swept early in the year. Now it's time to put your foot in their ass. I need y'all to show up this weekend. I don't care. We don't got to sweep them. But you know what I'm saying? I need 2 out of 3. The Mets is coming in. They kind of reeling. You know what I'm saying? Let them show who the boss is, you know, with the NL East. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what, Corey? It's not just, to me, it's not just about winning 2 or 3. It's like this feeling that I need to go away, that I always feel like the Mets are going to find a way to win and that the Phillies are on their heels. Like, the Phillies have to be, we have to feel like they are the aggressors, like they are jumping on it. You know what I mean? Like, it's just this feeling I've felt when we've watched the Phillies play the Mets in the series this year and the playoffs last year. Like, I was just scared the whole time. I don't want to feel that way anyway.
Dominant win. Like, yeah. if one of the games, if we can get a dominant win, it don't even got to be all 3 games. If we can get like a, you know, like a 7-3 win in one of the games, then I know, like, you know what, we okay. I just, like you said, I don't want to be sitting on the edge of my seat, 8-9 inning, tie game, up 1, you know what I'm saying, and you got to worry about maybe they hitting a home. I don't want that. Take care of them, you know, win the first game, win the third game, and we party on Monday.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Corey. I want 6-1 tonight. I went 6-1.
All right.
It's a bullpen game with some Jamoke we've never heard of from AAA that they brought up for the game. 6-1. You know Wheeler's going to go out there and do his job, right? I mean, we all assume he is. Let's put some runs on the board. Easy win. Let's go. Like, let's set the tone in game one. All right. Yep. Speaking of setting the tone, we have set the tone in Philadelphia this week with the top 11. The top 11 athletes in Philadelphia, list voted on by you at home, or in your car, or wherever you are, and us, the staff at WIP. 50-50. 50-50 proposition.
Now, did we count people not in the area? Like, their votes? Is there?
Yes. Well, I didn't have a way to check.
So Justin,
that.
Tennessee's vote counted as much as everyone around here?
Yes.
That feels a little shady.
Well, we let Justin call.
I know.
Yeah.
Corey's vote counted?
Corey's vote counted? All if right. He did it? Yeah.
Yeah, you went down a rabbit hole that you should not have gone down.
Oh, yes. Was that? You are.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it. Here's the funny thing with him. He disagrees with everybody who votes on the players here.
Right, yes.
You disagree that Jalen's too high.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
No, you already do.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But these are the only votes that count.
I was just trolling him.
Oh, okay. God. That's what I'm saying. Okay.
Easy.
All right. So we have not revealed 3, 2, and 1. So far, the list is as follows. Number 11, Devontae Smith. Number 10, Joel Embiid. Number 9, Jordan Mailata. Number 8, Kyle Schwarber. Number 7, Jalen Carter. Number 6, Lane Johnson. Number 5, A.J. Brown. And number 4, Bryce Harper. We ready? For the next one, let's do it.
The top 11, number 3.
At number 3 in the top 11 athletes of 2025 is Zach Wheeler.
Hmm.
So, fair. Well, I think it's fair. I have him as number 1, but I think 3 is fair. But
that's why I had him.
But I had him at number 1. You know, some people on the staff, maybe Devin Caney had him 9.
Elliot
had him 8. You know.
You.
What's that?
Hugh had him 9.
Which definitely hurt his score, by the way.
100%.
Yeah, so maybe they're not allowed to vote next year.
that's what we do.
We might need a more rigid...
Penalize.
Yeah, might need a more rigid process. I think that's absolutely fair, Zach Wheeler, number 3, though. So, you know, this leaves the two guys that are left are both Philadelphia Eagles. Mm-hmm. One, last year, set the record from beginning to end of the season, the most rushing yards ever in one season, including regular season and playoffs. The other one had the 29th ranked passing offense, but won Super Bowl MVP. Mm-hmm. Who is going to be at top in Philadelphia? Let's check the next one.
The top 11, number 2.
The number 2 athlete in Philadelphia in 2025 is Jalen Hurts, leaving number 1, Saquon Barkley.
Okay.
All right.
Congrats. Yeah.
All right.
I am Saquon number one, I can get behind it. I did not have Saquon number one, didn't have a long enough resume here in Philadelphia or overall, but number one, Saquon, absolutely fine. Jalen number two,
there
look,
you go.
The guy won Super Bowl MVP. So, you know, what are you going to do?
Not enough people talk about that.
Yeah. Well, you knew he was going to finish high. Didn't over half the staff voting number one?
I think only four.
Yeah,
voted
him
number four?
Yeah.
They voted him number one? Oh,
so Seltzer had him number one. Richie had him number one. Rob Ellis had him number one.
And Elliot
had him number one. Only I think four? Those might have been the only ones. Mm. Yeah, okay. Yeah. And I think, and we'll get to this later when we reveal the listener list and the staff list, but Jalen was not number one on the listener list either. Number two for Jalen, absolutely fair. One Super Bowl MVP. Saquon, number one. Going to be hard for Saquon to hold on to number one for next year, you know. But, you know, given, you know, the workload he had last year and no matter what he does this year, you have a year like that last year. No matter what he does this year, it's a step down. There's almost no way he can equal it.
Yeah.
So holding number one is going to be tough for him. But, you know, there's next year, who knows where Jalen Carter is? Who knows where Jordan Mailata is?
He won't be number one.
Not number one, but higher than seven, I think.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Jalen Carter.
Yes. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Oh, Jalen was number seven?
Jalen Carter was number seven.
Oh, on the official list.
On the official
list.
Gotcha.
Yeah. The official list. Yeah. Okay.
So now that we have the whole list out there, Devontae Smith, Joel Embiid, Jordan Mailata, Kyle Schwarber, Jalen Carter, Lane Johnson, A.J. Brown, Bryce Harper, Zach Wheeler, Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, anything stick out to you as they screwed it up? So I think Zach Bond not being on the list is a very clear they screwed it up.
Yeah.
It just seems like people mostly just forgot. Because when you would question people on it, most times they would be like, yeah, probably should have been on there. Zach Bond seems like they screwed it up. A.J. Brown 5 feels a little light to me as well. Those are the two that I look at this and I'm like, that doesn't seem right to me. Anything else?
Ooh, A.J. go.
Higher. I mean, I had A.J. 3. But again, I had Jalen lower and I had Saquon lower.
Yeah.
But
right, which is nuts.
Well, it's what it
which is.
Is
nuts. Now I love AJ too, but of those three guys, he probably had the least impact last year's winning the championship.
Well, we can say he had the least impact until he's not on the field. And we always talk about him not being there.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of stats, I know you guys are obsessed with stats. He did.
Yeah.
He did. But again, I went 75% resume, 25%
year. Yeah, see, that's the nonsense right there. You went resume because the number one issue on this list is Embiid being on this list. That's the number one
issue.
It is.
It isn't.
Yeah, it is. To me, it is. You gave your opinion. You had Zach Bond. I had Embiid.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you thought my number one issue is Embiid.
No.
Yours.
I'm just saying
yours.
My number one issue. Yeah, you had Zach Bond. I have Embiid being on the list. And I think it's primarily because a lot of people went with his resume versus what happened over the past year. I mean, Zach Bond not being on this list is criminal.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So for all Eagles fans that want to claim how much they know football and how much we don't, we gave an opportunity to vote the guy on the list. And we didn't vote arguably our best defensive player on the team on the list anywhere.
And for what it's worth, Zach Bond was 13 on the listener list. So it wasn't even like he was 12th. You know what I mean? Like he was solidly out of the top 11.
Because everybody's in love with offense.
Yes, well, that's for sure.
Right?
Yep.
Jalen Carter's number 7 on the list, right?
Yep.
And is Jalen Carter the only defensive player?
Yep. No Zach Bond, no Quinyon Mitchell.
Defensive player.
On the number one
from
defense.
From the number one defensive team in football, gave up the second fewest amount of points in football. By the way, you can easily say they gave up the fewest amount. I think they only missed it by like 0.4 of a point.
Do you think any of the guys who left would have been in the top 11 if they were still here?
That's a good question.
Probably not.
CJ?
Well, CJ Slay.
Or Josh?
Sweat or
Becton?
Or Milton Williams.
Or Milton Williams.
I'm just thinking defensive
Milton
guys.
Williams probably would not have made it.
No.
But Sweat.
Maybe.
Or CJ could have had an argument for it.
Well, the fans love CJ.
Yeah.
Before CJ left, the fans love CJ.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a little different now. Yeah. But the number one defense in the city, we're a defensive city.
Jack.
That's what I was told.
Jack, anything stick out to you as absolutely wrong on the list this year?
Yeah, I mean, Harper feels too high. I mean, 4 is pretty high for Bryce.
Yep.
You know, I think that's definitely more what
resume
yeah. than yeah. what the last year has been. I still think Jalen Carter's too low. I mean, I'll still say that. I mean, 7 is...
I had him 5.
Yeah. Like, I think... And listen, next year he should be in the top 5. If he's not, something probably went wrong. So, you know, maybe it's just because he's early and we're not there yet with Jalen Carter, but I think this time next year he'll easily be top 5. But really, I think just Bryce 4.
Okay.
And I think Zach Wheeler is clearly number 2, but whatever.
Right. So did we... See, here's also what happened, which I managed to avoid. The O-line... So we have 2 slots for O-linemen, right?
Yes.
So Lane and Jordan Mailata made
it. Yep. Lane is 6, Jordan Mailata is 9.
Lane Dickerson could have easily made it.
I mean, as far as the, you know, resume and current production.
He could have very easily made it.
Yep.
Which is why I went with the O-line as a unit.
Yep.
So guys like Zach Bond isn't getting left off.
Maybe Zach Bond would have gotten on the list.
I think that's probably what happened because they wanted to put, you know, obviously Jordan Mailata is a great player over there at left tackle.
Yep.
I don't know, was he greater in his position last year than Zach Bond was?
Well, everyone knows at least next year that it is legal because we made it legal this year in voting, you know, offensive line.
Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494. The list is out. Devontae Smith, 10, 11. Joel Embiid, 10. Jordan Mailata, 9. Kyle Schwarber, 8. Jalen Carter, 7. Lane Johnson, 6. A.J. Brown, 5. Bryce Harper, 4. Zach Wheeler, 3. Jalen Hurts, 2. Saquon Barkley, 1. 215-592-9494. All right. So it is a summer Friday. You know there's probably traffic getting down the shore yesterday. There's traffic getting down the shore today. Everybody goes down the shore on the weekend. Wouldn't it be nice if you could do that too? Wouldn't it be nice if you had your own shore house? And I would recommend you do Delaware because the property taxes Delaware Beach way lower than they are in Jersey. You're going to need a great realtor to make that happen. And Adam Kasebe has been the official realtor of the Rights of Ricky Sanchez podcast for years now. K-S-E-B-E. Adam Kasebe out of Long and Foster. He's the guy. In this time where there's 50 bids on every house and a house pops up and it's sold 3 days later, he can be your guy to make sure that you get that house. And what you do is then you have your beach house, right? And it's an investment because what happens is you go down when you want, you rent it out the rest of the time. Other people are paying your mortgage and you don't have to pay thousands of dollars for the beach house for the week. I'm telling you, he is your guy and that is the move. So when you're ready to take the leap, you got to use my guy, Adam Kasebe, K-S-E-B-E. You can call or text him. This is his cell. He has it right now. 302-864-8643 or go to processrealtor.com. All right, 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown. You're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Happy Friday, man.
Happy Friday, Chris.
What's up, Chris?
Guys, real quick on this Phillies thing, and then I got to address some a few points on this top 11. But the Castellanos-Thompson thing situation, this got like an eerie feeling to me. I feel like I'm watching the BG, you know, blow up all over again, and I'm hoping it turns out the same way. And I just kind of wanted to see if you guys think I'm crazy for thinking that or not.
I mean, it doesn't feel as dramatic as the BG thing, honestly. I mean, the BG thing with, if we're talking about with BG and A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts, like the A.J. Brown-Jalen Hurts thing, if it wasn't addressed, could have been a real disaster last year. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it could have been a disaster on the field, by the way. Just the nature of football compared to the nature of baseball. Nick Castellanos like doesn't have to throw the ball to Rob Thompson or anything. Like so I think that seemed like a potentially bigger deal. But I agree in that you have moments during a season where your devotion to each other, your devotion to yourself, all of those things get questioned. And how you answer in those moments is a major, major thing. There were people that said that what happened with Castellanos and Rob Thompson this year, oh, we're making a big deal out of it. I don't think so at all. Right. I can't remember Rob Thompson ever saying publicly that a guy was being punished,
yeah,
which is a guy being punished because of what he said. Yeah. That is a major thing. So I think the way that Castellanos responded to it was good, largely. I thought the way that Thompson followed up with it is good. So I agree with you on the whole. It didn't feel as catastrophic as the AJ Brandon thing. Like if you just put yourself in the headspace of when you heard Brandon Graham talking on WIP, that was...
Oh, no, that was way worse than this.
Like that was
way worse.
That was crazy.
That was nuclear.
Yeah. But I think...
Where had the potential to be.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, to their credit... By the time we got to Wednesday, it was a done deal when they spoke to the media and there because they had already dealt with it on Tuesday.
Yep.
So
I'm just hoping that the fact that he actually showed us discipline in public, because all of the Thompson people that like him would always say, oh, he's tough behind the scenes. He's tough behind the scenes. We never saw it. This was the first time we ever saw it. So I think that hopefully that kind of pulls them in because, guys, this series, I'm very confident that they're going to win. And I need them to win because I need to see that stupid, dumb team. I can't stand them. They're fraudulent New York team. Come down here. And, you know, last year we had a look at that dumb grimace, and now they get this new celebration thing. I can't stand them. We got to, at home, take 2 out of 3 against them.
Yeah, I agree with you. At some point, I'm going to have to, having been in the belly of the beast, I'm going to have to do my power rankings of most annoying New York fans.
Yeah, a little Mount Rushmore?
A little Mount Rushmore of worst New York fans. But I'll say this, the Mets aren't the worst, but they are close to it. They are whiny and annoying. Like, somehow, they are both way too confident and way too woe is me at the same time, if that makes any sense. They sort of have the vibe that old Eagles fans had, to be quite honest with you. Like, pre-Super Bowl Eagles fans would be, they'd be like, we're going to beat everybody. Oh, I can't wait for the bad thing's going to happen. That's sort of how Mets fans are.
Yeah, I miss that, though.
Yeah.
Don't you miss that a little bit?
A little.
A little too chesty?
Yeah. I think they, Chris, what makes you so confident, though? Like that they're going to confident in the team, given what we've seen against the Mets the last couple of times.
Again, in my eyes, I feel like this whole situation lit a fire under them, and I do get that. I do think it's not the nuclear option that we saw what happened with BG, but I really think it did. I really think it helped them lock in. And we're making this run, and we're making it without Bryce. So, like, for them to – I feel like they were leaning on him too much, and now they finally got themselves out there. Their big boy pants are on, and now I feel like they're going to take it. Plus, I really do think that Mets team, their pitching in particular, they're just frauds.
Well, I agree. The pitching seems fraudulent to me.
Can I say one thing about the top 11?
Sure.
Ike?
Yes.
I blame you for some of these people on this top 11 because – this came from your boy that you brought up from ATL. Defense is a luxury.
What do you mean? He's an Eagle. What are you talking about? He's an Eagle.
That you brought up from Atlanta.
He's an Eagle.
And the guy starts spouting that defense is only a luxury, and are we surprised now that the listeners are buying it?
That's a fair point.
Yeah, we have one defensive player on the list. Yeah, you're right.
I wonder how many defensive players Hugh put on his list. I have to look at that,
all
actually.
Right, yeah,
Mr. Luxury over there. That's a good point, Chris. I do. Maybe Hugh has infected everyone's brain. It does. It does sort of point to.
He had three, by the way.
He had three.
You should have at least three.
He's four. So he had Quinyon 8, Cooper DeJean 7, Zach Bond 6, Jalen Carter 4.
Wow.
Wow.
For defense is a luxury.
Yeah. Such a luxury. They won the Super Bowl with four of what he considers the top 11 athletes in Philadelphia.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm thinking, too, now I'm looking at everybody about next year, too. Man, it could look very, very different next year.
For the top 11?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, just looking at this now, man. I mean, Kyle Schwarber might not even be here.
Yeah.
Well, it's a legacy year for Bryce and Joel.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, totally. Now, I guess we'll get into it later. Jack said yesterday he thought Bryce was going to play this weekend. Do you still think he's going to?
I think he's going to play this weekend.
Okay.
I don't think he's going to play tonight.
Okay. Because Fransky said he didn't think he was going to play this weekend on Midday Show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's really setting up for Fritz versus Fransky.
Oh, it's exactly what this is. The better FR.
The better FR.
I guess I want him to. Jack said, no, you said he swung yesterday. He swung off a tee yesterday.
Yeah, he did some dry hacks yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah. And then he might do some tee work today.
Okay.
Dry hack and tee work.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Well, baseball.
Which is better, hockey or baseball lingo?
I don't know, man. It's pretty,
yeah. You're pretty in on
tough,
hockey.
Yeah.
Hanging and dangling.
I hope.
Part of it is how you deliver it, too.
Yes. Well, you don't deliver it like Broads.
You want me to start screaming?
Yeah.
Yeah! Yeah!
Pause.
Danny!
Like Sam Kinison.
Yeah.
All I hope with Bryce is if he plays this weekend, he's playing because he's ready. He's not playing because it's the Mets. That's my only hope.
Mets and then Padres.
Mets. I thought it was Mets and Astros. Is it Mets and Padres?
Oh, I thought I looked at it. I mean, it's home series. You're right.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I think it's Astros next. All right. Coming up next, he did have Jalen number one on his list. He did have Quinyon Mitchell ahead of Zach Wheeler. He is Elliot Shore Parks. Oh, he joins us next. Show today brought to you by Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. We're not there today, but we will be back next Friday. Big games always better with crab fries. Online at chickiesandpete's.com, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.